How did the family celebrate holidays? First of all, what was a favorite holiday?
Christmas, really. And then Halloween.
How did you celebrate Christmas? You remember?
Well, it was just the family.
Just the family.
Just immediate family. Mm-hmm. We would go down to Grandma and Grandpa's later on, but mostly it was just Mommy, Daddy, and the four of us. And of course, we used to get up at the crack of dawn. I don't know who was the first one to look. We have a closet that Mom and Dad would open up, and it was like a crack. And we would flip a coin. Who was going to get up and look out to tell us to get up for Christmas? I think it was always Joseph was the first one, really.
Yes, did he have signs of really being into it, as he was in later years?
Yes, he really was. Matter of fact, his job, when he got old enough, was to put up the tree and decorate the tree. And as you know, his tree, he was meticulous about his tree. Even at a young age, that was his job.
Always had a good supply of ornaments?
Oh, yes.
Then as the tree, we had the artificial tree where you put it all color coordinated. One year he decided, well, the points, the little tips are getting a little worn. So he took it upon himself to paint the orange tips and the purple tips and the green tips. And he had it all done just as that. So my mother gave him that tree. So up until
last year,
let's see. Yeah, last year was the first tree. The first time they had a new tree. So that tree went from our family to my brother's family.
See? Color coordinating paid off.
Right.
Saved them
exactly.
a lot of
time.
Problems.
Right, exactly.
Nora.
And Joseph's favorite time of year, I know, was Christmas when he was a kid and Christmas as an adult. And one of Joseph and I shared the honors of putting up the Christmas tree. That was our thing. Mm. And we were just loved setting up the Christmas tree, and we would meticulously place every ornament. And the trim had to just be just right. And we took pride in the tree, and that was something that he and I would do together. And I'll never forget that. It was a very precious memory for me of setting up the Christmas tree and making it just beautiful. And every year it used to come out just so special and so precious and so perfect.
Was it a live tree?
No. Years ago, we used to have a live tree, but then we went to an artificial tree.
Garland?
And we had the garland. The garland was every little dip was just placed just right. And we would load the tree with ornaments. And we would talk about the ornaments when we would put them up. Because
Was there controversy over who put up what ornament or who topped the tree? Or
No controversy. No. Joseph and I worked very well together. That was our thing, and we weren't in too great a hurry. We just enjoyed every minute of doing it. And when it was finished, you know, he would get under the tree to light it because he was a little smaller and he could slide underneath it, and he would light it. And I'd say, "Oh, it's wonderful," and it would always come out nice.
That's special.
Yeah.
How about Halloween? Do you remember what he dressed up as Halloween? Patty?
Well, when we were kids, all of us had turns be dressed up as Aunt Jemima. Then there was one time I was a beetle and he was a bum. But otherwise, those are the three. The costumes we used to have. Then we used to go. There was one place we went up to a Halloween party, but that was otherwise it was always the same building we went to for trick or treating. The same building. We used to go up and down, knocking on the doors, but we used to have our own little party with just the immediate friends that we had. That was it.
What do you think a favorite summer day was like for him? What would he enjoy doing?
He was a sleeper too.
Yeah.
He liked to sleep in, not having to get up to a clock.
Was he up late?
Yeah, he was. He was a little nocturnal at times.
The summer, we used to have make-believe summer school. And we used to enjoy that. We used to go down there and
play. Go down where?
Down the PS-98. They used to have the summer school. We used to sleep in a couple of times, but my mom says, you know, you're going to lose your friends if you don't get up in the morning. So we started going down to the summer school.
Yeah, it was a play. It was called a vacation school.
Oh, it was an organized thing.
Right, organized, yes.
I thought you were making it up yourself.
No.
Well, that's what I always call it, make-believe summer school.
We broke into the school, and how about a winter's day? Can you picture him during a winter's day, what he liked to do?
Well, he liked to shovel snow.
Yeah, and we used to have all the snowstorms, we used to go over to the Inwood Park to go down the hill with our sled. It was one good sled that somebody gave us, and we found out it was stolen. When we went over to Inwood Park as a group, we spotted it, and Mommy grabbed it, and Joseph sat on it, and we went back over to the other section of the park.
Nice victory.
Yeah.
Nora.
He had a nice sense of humor. He, growing up, he used to get us laughing because he liked to do different impersonations of different characters. He liked a lot of the cartoon characters such as Roadrunner, and he used to do an impression of Beep Beep, and he loved Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck and all that crew. And he and Patty, I know, watched Saturday morning cartoons a lot together, and there was an expression that he used to use, stage left.
Exit stage left?
That's it.
Yeah. And I don't remember the character, but yeah.
And it was either Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck, but that was the crew that he really liked. He also liked, there was a lion, and we can't think of who he was, who the character was, but we think it was a lion, and he used to say, "Heavens to Megatroid," and he used to like to say that.
"Heavens to Megatroid," he had a kind of accent. Yeah.
Right, and we used to watch TV together as a family, and he liked his typical action movies, and he was the kind of person that he was happy in his own home. He didn't have to be out with the rest of the kids on the street playing, although when he was out there, he'd have the best of times. But he always knew when it was time, the fun was over and it was time for him to go home. And he was happy in his home. He had so many varied interests. He was always thinking. And he was just a driven person. He was very driven. He had great interests. He didn't want to be that policeman, but he did want to be that firefighter. That was very obvious in his early on. He took a great interest in that. And as far as music was concerned, because of having older sisters in the household, when the Beatle craze hit, Joseph was in on that craze because of us. And when we got up and posed as Paul and George and Ringo and John, he'd be the audience, and he would laugh while we would do our impressions of the Beatles. And, of course, playing the records and stuff that we had growing up, Joseph was exposed to varied kinds of music. But yet, as he got older, he developed his own likes and his own style. I always found him to be gentle. I found him to be serious-minded, funny, and committed to things. He was very committed.
For example, in general, anything he got into?
In anything that he had a commitment to. He was an altar server when he was growing up, and Joseph was always on time for Mass to serve. He also had that ingrained commitment to serve others.